Historic Tabernacles, a photo essay by Brad Westwood, with photography by John Telford. Standing as silent physical evidences of religious devotion, tabernacles embody the deep and abiding faith that pioneer saints felt for Jesus Christ and his gospel. The more than 80 buildings that remain from earlier eras stand as edifying symbols to modern-day saints. Use of the term tabernacle by Latter-day Saints may be a biblical allusion to Isaiah's prophecy that Zion would be like an Israelite tabernacle established before Christ's second coming. Look upon Zion, thine eyes shall see Jerusalem, a quiet habitation, a tabernacle that shall not be taken down. Not one of the stakes thereof shall ever be removed, neither shall any of the cords thereof be broken. Isaiah chapter 33, verse 20. In keeping with this metaphor, the name for the grouping of several Latter-day Saint congregations is a stake. With the creation of each new stake comes, figuratively, another set of fastening cords that extend and strengthen the Latter-day Tabernacle of Zion. Isaiah urged Zion, "Enlarge the place of thy tent, and let them stretch forth the curtains of thine habitations. Spare not, lengthen thy cords, and strengthen thy stakes." Isaiah chapter 54, verse 2. As Latter-day Saints settled in the Mountain West, the first large meeting halls were interchangeably called tabernacles or meeting houses. As settlements grew, tabernacles became more clearly defined as the meeting places for stakes. As the 20th century progressed to mid-century, a newer building type, the stake center, replaced the tabernacle. Functioning as stake assembly hall, office suite, educational facility, recreation center, and meeting place for priesthood, relief society, and auxiliary functions, the stake center often is a modern equivalent to the tabernacle. Historically, tabernacles have ranged from simple log cabins, Canesville, Iowa, constructed in 1847, or adobe mud brick buildings, the first tabernacle in Salt Lake City, Utah, 1852, to classically inspired temple-like structures, Bountiful, Utah, 1857 to 1863, picturesque Victorian halls, Bear Lake, Idaho, 1884 to 1889, and Provo, Utah, 1883-1896, and buildings that hark back to the American colonies, Boise, Idaho, 1924 and 25. The last tabernacle built by the church was the Ogden Tabernacle. Of steel and concrete, it features modern international architecture, 1952 through 1956. In the church's tabernacles, there is evidence of faithfulness and devotion articulated by exacting design, craftsmanship, and handiwork. Talented church members who were architects, builders, and artisans from Britain, Scandinavia, Europe, and the eastern United States bore their testimonies through their work. In addition, devotion has always been expressed for decades, sometimes over a century, in the cherished use and careful maintenance of these buildings. In recent times, some of these tabernacles have been restored as means of preserving our heritage. Pictured is a selection of the beautiful and skillful craftsmanship and architecture found in these historic houses of worship. The following captions accompany photographs in this article. Pages 32 and 33. Lower right, page 32. A steep roof and corner turrets give the exterior of the Provo Tabernacle a distinctive look. In the background, pages 32 and 33, within the richly ornamental brick walls of the Provo Tabernacle, curved oak pews create a feeling of peace and harmony. Page 33. Right center. A pipe organ provides a stunning backdrop to the elaborate hand-carved rostrum of the Provo Tabernacle. The sago lily, honored here as the centerpiece of this intricate carving, provided nourishment to starving pioneers in 1847. Bottom right, page 33. Sunlight passing through the colored glass of the Gothic-style stained glass windows in the Provo Tabernacle bathes the spacious interior with a warm glow, creating an atmosphere of worship. Page 34, top left. Vivid stained glass windows welcome visitors into the Logan Tabernacle. Top center, located on Logan Central Block, the tabernacle contrasts rough stonework with smooth, light-colored brick. Background picture, pages 34 and 35. The dramatic sweep of organ pipes, decorated with gold leaf and stenciled patterns, dominates the interior. Page 35. Continuing the pictures of the interior. Top right. The lathe-turned balusters of the stairway to the rostrum. The repetition of quatrefoils, four-leafed decorations, and the pine benches painted to resemble oak show the skill of local craftsmen who built the Brigham City Tabernacle. Center right, an impressive tower and rhythmic pinnacles dominate the exterior of the tabernacle. Lower right, this classical cornice with its crisp traditional detail adds refinement to the building. Page 36. Upper left, these carved wooden theater seats, now in the St. George Tabernacle, were originally used in the Salt Lake Temple. Top center, the St. George Tabernacle has a distinctive red sandstone exterior. Top center, behind the pulpit is a detailed false doorway, decorated with pinnacles and pilasters. As part of the recent restoration on the tabernacle, three chandeliers were made to duplicate those in early photographs. Page 37. In the background, the arched wooden ceiling and the semicircular spread of organ pipes gives a spectacular feeling of space to the interior of the Bear Lake Stake Tabernacle. Below, top to bottom, the tabernacle is a fine example of Romanesque Revival architecture, with its round arched windows and doors and buttressed walls. Using combs and brushes, skilled craftsmen made pine look like oak. Gospel topics, pioneers, tabernacles, talents. Note, Brad Westwood is Assistant Department Chair of Special Collections and Manuscripts at Brigham Young University. He teaches gospel doctrine in the Hobble Creek 6th Ward, Springville, Utah, Hobble Creek Stake. John Telford is an Associate Professor of Photography in the Department of Visual Arts at Brigham Young University. A member of the Hidden Valley Second Ward, he serves on the High Council of the Sandy, Utah Hidden Valley Stake. End of note. End of article, Historic Tabernacles, a photo essay by Brad Westwood with photography by John Telford.